Dear friends of the Bellworth Park community, Catholic community, it's Father Scott again with another reflection. And this reflection is going to be posted on the third Sunday of Advent. You know, in the third Sunday of Advent and the third Sunday of Lent, that Sunday is called Rejoice Sunday. Gaudete from the Latin, rejoice, or laetare, also from the Latin, that's in Lent. And on both occasions, the priest can and are encouraged to wear pink vestments. Now, fortunately, where I say Mass at St. John Newman, they got a new pink vestment. So it doesn't look like Pepto Bismol. It's a nice rose pink. So I will be wearing that. And I'll be encouraging people to be joyful. How much joy do you have in your life right now? You might say, well, there's not a lot of reasons to be joyful. But don't you understand? That's why we have Advent. We have Advent, which is drawing closer and closer to Christmas. We have Advent to encourage us to be hopeful people. People who've lost hope do not have joy in their life. They really get close to despair. But if you have hope, you can be joyful. And I think we need to do it on this Sunday. So I'm going to emphasize that. But I'm going to go through a few more of the reasons to hope right now, okay? I've been doing that the last two Sundays. We hope because it is precisely at our most vulnerable point that God enters our lives. So we make ourselves vulnerable because of hope. Why would you make yourself vulnerable to somebody if you didn't believe they loved you, if they didn't have your best interests at heart? And when we are vulnerable to the Lord and He enters our life, we have all kinds of reasons to hope. Next one. We hope because we are willing to cry Alleluia in the darkness. I have to tell you, this is my favorite reading. Crying Alleluia in the darkness. And I tell you, there's been so much darkness in our world this time of year, the coronavirus, and on and on and on and on. So this is the time in which we can say Alleluia in the darkness. Why would we cry Alleluia in the darkness? Because we know better days are coming. Christmas is coming. A new year is coming. I think we're all ready to get rid of 2020. You know, it was not the best of times. And yet we have new hope. And our calendar year starts the first Sunday of Advent. So as a matter of fact, now we're into our third week, starting our third week of the new year liturgically. We hope because we believe there is more to life than meets the eye. That's so important. You know, Paul writes in his letter to the Corinthians, we walk by faith and not by sight. Okay? And I probably said this earlier on in one of my talks last two Sundays, that one of my favorite songs of Christmas is, do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? Do you know what I know? We do believe there's more to life. How do you know if somebody loves you? Would you put litmus paper in their mouth and it changes colors? You put a thermometer in the mouth if it goes to 104. You put electrodes to their ears when they're saying, I love you. How do you know that? Of course, it's not something that meets the eye. Allow the Lord to be your joy this Sunday. And would you please spread joy in your family? If you're in lockdown, then do it by a phone call. But we got to be joyful people on this third Sunday of Advent. And we'll be countercultural in that regard because there's not going to be a lot of people being joyful around us or at work or whatever. But we are joyful because our God loves us. And He's going to once again come into our heart in a very special way this coming Christmas. May God bless you and your loved ones with health and safety this coming week. Count on my prayers.